Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Further development in the Republican Party in Wisconsin. They're squabbling and fighting among themselves. I'll tell you what, I mean, gangs and cults and people who are up to skullduggery tend to fight among themselves. In this particular case, the fascist cult formerly known as the Republican Party is fighting among itself. And here is what has happened. There's a guy named Nicholson who claims he's going to run for governor. He'd be a terrible candidate. He ran for the Senate last time in the primary against Tammy Baldwin. He lost in the primary. His main claim to fame is that he has the backing of a billionaire, a guy named Eline out of Northern Illinois. Eline apparently put in about $11 million. That's a lot of money, but he's given over $100 million to the Republican Party. The guy's a wealthy guy. Nothing wrong with that. We aspire to that as long as it's done legally, and he did it legally. He built a company. But he has inordinate influence in the Republican Party. Well, this time around, Rebecca Clayfish is supposedly the establishment candidate. She's a very weak candidate. She was lieutenant governor under Walker, the Duchess of Foxconn. She was the main cheerleader with the pom-poms out there for Foxconn. She cheated Wisconsin. She'd be like Walker Light, same kind of policies, but more like Kristi Noem of South Dakota, or Kim Reynolds of Iowa, an attractive woman, a lightweight who basically sucks up to Trump. I mean, that's what she does. But she has a problem because the Republicans know that she's not going to win. If you put her up against Tony Evers, Tony has not angered anybody. Because a lame duck, a lot of his stuff's been thwarted, but he's made vetoes that he had to make. And he's affable and genial, and people aren't mad at him. They're not going to go for the Duchess of Foxconn. Republicans know that. They're afraid. Trump weighed in. He's opposed to Rebecca Clayfish. He endorsed a guy named Sean Duffy, who used to be a congressman from Hayward. One problem, Sean Duffy lives in New Jersey now. He doesn't want to move back. It is lawful for him to run for the Senate from Wisconsin while he lives in New Jersey. But if he wins, then he would have to come back and move here. And he doesn't want to do that. Well, we don't want a guy who doesn't want to do that. We don't want a guy who does not want to come to Wisconsin to run to be our senator. So he just announced he's not going to do it. There are very few other names. There's a couple of other guys in there, but basically no one ever heard of him. Well, Nicholson... The rap on him was that Eline's wife had given over $200,000 to Rebecca Clayfish. So everyone, oh, well, the Elines are for Clayfish, so Nicholson's out in the dark. Well, no. No. Richard Eline, the husband, co-owner of that company, just announced, quote, "I will spend anything it takes to make Nicholson the governor of Wisconsin," end quote. Nicholson, in his messaging now, is attacking the Republican Party. What? Do you think I misspoke? No, I didn't misspeak. He's attacking the Republican Party. He was up in Manitowoc, and he attacked the chairman of the Republican Party, Paul Farrow, son of Margaret Farrow, who used to be lieutenant governor of Wisconsin. Paul Farrow's in the legislature. And, you know, I mean, look, I'm a Democrat, but, you know, seems like a decent enough guy, very uncontroversial. And Nicholson unloads on the guy, saying, "You're the establishment, and you're trying to push Clayfish into the governorship. She's not qualified, and I'm going to go after you, and you won't be the chairman once I get in." He's picking a fight in his own party. At that meeting in Manitowoc where he said that was LeMahieu, the head of the Senate, majority leader of the Senate, and a couple of other very senior Republicans, and none of them said anything. Then Clayfish, and this is so typical. Remember, Clayfish is the one trying to look tough, saying, okay, did you bring your knives? We're going after the Democrats. She goes, we have to hire more mercenaries to have a bigger army than they do. And she says, we're going to do exactly the bad things they do, ballot harvest and all that. And then I'm going to outlaw that the minute I get in, and I'm going to shower with a metal brush. She said all of that. Very strange stuff. A lot of phallic references, fake strength references. Nobody thinks she's going anywhere. So she desperately has to go anti-establishment herself. So Nicholson attacks Paul Farrow, the chairman of the Republican Party. Clayfish attacks Robin Voss. God bless her. She attacks Robin Voss. You know, what's really great about that is when you have two people on the other side going after each other, it's very funny. I mean, it really is very funny. They're birds of a feather. They're birds of a feather. But in any event, she was asked if Voss should resign the speakership because he stripped a staffer away from Timothy Rathman of Campbellsport. We just talked about Timothy Rathman. He's bad news, a weird guy, makes QAnon references from Campbellsport. He's the guy that wants to overturn the last election even 2 years later. He accused Voss publicly of entering into a secret contract with Hillary Clinton's lawyers on drop boxes. You know, he's lying. I mean, these people, they say this at the drop of a hat. Some of the stuff they say is even more extreme than Russian tampering disinformation on the internet. In any event, Voss got mad and he stripped Rantham of his only staffer. Rantham roams through the halls over there with nothing to do. He has no staffer. I think that's very funny. But in any event, Clayfish attacks Voss. And she says, she should resign. Well, I'm not prepared to say that. The legislature picks the speaker, and I urge the people in the legislature to choose wisely. I urge the people in the legislature to choose wisely. That is politicians speak for saying that skunk has to be thrown over the side. He has to be thrown under the bus. You don't come right out and say he has to be thrown over the side or under the bus. You say, well, it's up to other people, but they sure should pick wisely. They should. None of them should be there. They're only there because of gerrymander. Clayfish is going nowhere. So you are going to see dueling anti-establishment messages out of Nicholson and out of Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn. Nicholson bankrolled. And listen, Elon put in $11 million for Senate. The guy didn't win the primary. He'll put in more than that. That's a lot of money. Doesn't do any good because Nicholson made a big mistake when he ran for the Senate in 2018. He is a military veteran, and he put out an announcement that Democrats who served in the military are unpatriotic because they're Democrats. That ticked me off. I'm a veteran, and I have a lot of buddies who are veterans. So I challenged him to debate. I said, you're full of it, and you can't stand the light of day, Jack. Get there in front of the cameras, and he turned it down. If you say skunk-like things like that, that alarmed the Republican Party. There are more veterans in union halls than hedge fund conference rooms, believe me. You start insulting the base of the Democratic Party who are veterans, they're not going to take kindly to that. And a lot of them served in a lot tougher circumstances than Kevin Nicholson. The clown is liable to say things like that. Rebecca Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn, is liable to simply recite whatever her donors tell her to do. So you're going to have the Duchess of Foxconn against this rogue candidate who's being financed by an out-of-state billionaire who has no business even running for governor, much less aspiring to be the governor. And they're both pretending to be anti-establishment simply by attacking the chairman of the Republican Party and the Speaker of the Assembly, respectively. They will fight back, and it is a mess in the Republican Party. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dick?
I'll see if I can tie this in. And meanwhile, they mismanaged the state right into the ground. because they're doing nothing. And that's where I'm going with the national scene. Mitch McConnell asked him, you know, like Biden called the Republicans out last week, what are you for? What are you for? And he just tells you, well, elect us, and then we'll show you. Well, here's something interesting I saw this morning. Back in the late 80s and early 90s, Congress used to pass as many as 280-plus laws during a year. The last 5 years, they're averaging in the 90s. Now, what does that tell you? If the Democrats can't hang that albatross of do-nothingness around their neck, I don't know. Something's wrong.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, here's what the Republicans say, and you have to be precise in how we're putting this. They'll go, well, we don't want just do-nothing bills for the sake of bills. We only pass the important stuff. That's false. What you're referring to is, for instance, it's what really comes down to is the filibuster has tied up the government really badly. You know, they'll filibuster the budget. We will be about to run out of money, have to shut the government down repeatedly and dishonor treasury bills that are out there. And at midnight the night before, they do a continuing resolution that funds it for 2 months. Listen, there is no company in this country that would do that. Even a small business, if you're involved in a small business, you don't fight and then at midnight beforehand pass a budget. You just don't do that. The Republican Party is a vandal party that when a Democrat is president will do everything in their power to injure and weaken the United States because they think it makes the president look bad. And then when a Republican is in, they want bipartisanship to ram through their stuff. And some of it, much of it, does not help the United States. You have to understand that here in the state, for instance, here in the state, they turned down $1 billion for Medicaid. They turned down $1 billion for trains. Then they took taxpayer money to make up some of that. And the $1 billion we were getting back was Wisconsin federal tax money, our share. They turned down our share because Scott Walker was running for president, wanted to look like a conservative. They promised Foxconn about $4 billion. And they sunk about $1 billion into site preparation, roads, and a lot of other things. Mount Pleasant and Racine are on the hook, but that's a joke. The tax base itself of Mount Pleasant and Racine is barely that. And it's certainly the taxes, after you use it for salaries and public projects, doesn't begin to throw off even a fraction of what's needed to pay debt service. So guess who is going to pay it? You are, and I am, state taxpayers. The Republican Party can't be trusted with money. And when you say there are only 90 bills a year passed, that's because they filibuster everything and injure the United States. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.